The Jester's Challenge. Once upon a time, there was a king who proclaimed himself the smartest man in the world. If there's anything that can be thought, I can think it. Is there anyone in my kingdom who can come up with more or better ideas than me? He boasted. His jester, who rarely let pass an opportunity for a good joke and wasn't too afraid of losing his head, replied, "Your most intelligent highness, can you present me the most beautiful thought that can be imagined?" "And what will you do with that beautiful thought once I present it to you?" the king asked. "Well, your majesty, many days I wake up and feel dreadfully gloomy. If I had a most beautiful thought to bring to mind, I might be able to cheer myself up," the jester replied. "Ah," the king agreed, "come back tomorrow and I shall make your wish come true. You shall hear the most beautiful thought imaginable." "Oh, thank you, my most majestical mind," the jester bowed deeply, backing out of the throne room with a smirk. "Your gift shall cure all my life's sorrows and make me the happiest of men." The king didn't think much of the jester's challenge. "I'll simply imagine all the beautiful things I can and choose one of them as the most beautiful," he declared. Then he went for a walk through the palace gardens, admiring the brilliant flowers, the elegantly pruned trees, the fragrant air. "This is very beautiful," he thought. "Could anything be more beautiful than this? Surely even an imaginary stroll through the palace gardens would restore my jester to his natural happy state." The king hadn't even finished thinking this when he spotted his beautiful wife walking toward him, smiling, her eyes bright in greeting. The queen held their infant daughter in her arms. His heart stirred. "I hate to leave the gardens out, but surely nothing compares to you two, my love for beauty," he sighed happily. "You have spoken unwisely, my love. Your praise is false, and you tempt me with your flattery." "How so, my dear? Surely your jester, who has a wife of his own, would not bestow the title most beautiful on me. And they have children, too, so he wouldn't consider ours the most beautiful daughter on the planet." His highness had to admit her observations were true. Frustrated, the king looked to his wife and asked, "Tell me, dearest, if you were in my place, what would you judge the most beautiful thought in the world?" At that moment, their baby daughter cooed sweetly and laughed joyfully. They followed her delighted eyes to the fluttering of a brightly colored butterfly dancing in the air above them. "If I were sad and needed cheering, I could remember this as one of my most beautiful thoughts, in the garden with my loving husband and our wonderful babe, watching the magical butterfly that so delights her, and so restore myself to a happier state of mind." And what might our jester imagine to raise his spirits? Why, his own wife and family, garden and butterfly, I suppose. They laughed at the stupidity of the king's boast and the cleverness of the jester's challenge. Next day, when the jester appeared ready to hear the king's pronouncement, the king said humbly, "There are many most beautiful thoughts that can give us hope when hardships besiege us and drive us toward despair. But each of us must conjure the best vision he can imagine and look to that as his beacon in those darkest times. But always among those consoling thoughts for me will be a friend who has the courage to show me my own folly."